very auspicious day. Because it is all arrangement of His Divine Grace, Om Vishnu Pad, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Prabhu. My beloved spiritual master. He is seeing. He had a great desire to preach Lord Chaitanya's message in the Western world. And I am sure he'll be pleased to see so many young boys and girls as seriously engaged in preaching the gospel of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That is my success. So, His Divine Grace, my spiritual master, somehow or other like me that I should take up this responsibility. And on the first day I met him, I was at that time a very young man, a nationalist, and engaged in a very responsible office. So one of my friends casually took me. I did not like to go, but I am very much thankful to that friend who is still living in Calcutta, that he forcibly took me to His Divine Grace. I was reluctant to see, because in our house my father used to receive so many sannyasins, but I was not very much satisfied with their dealings. So I thought that Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj might be a similar man. So what business I have got to see him? But this friend took me forcibly. Yeah, why not see one? So I went on his request, and I was so profited. So on the first visit, he asked me that educated boys like you should go to foreign countries and preach the gospel of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There is great necessity. So I replied that we are foreign-dominated nation, India. We'll hear about our message. Actually, at that time, the foreigners were thinking Indians as very non-significant, because in the face of so many independent nations, India was dependent. There was one poet, Bengali poet, he lamented that even uncivilized nations like China, Japan, and Burma was also dependent. They are independent, and only India is dependent on the Britishers. So anyway, my Guru Maharaj, he convinced me that dependence, independence, they are temporary. But we are concerned with the eternal benefit of the humankind. And therefore, you should take up this matter. So I never thought that I will have to take up this matter by his order. Because it is, this incident took place in 1922, more than 50 years. So anyway, when I was officially initiated in 1933, just before 3 years of his passing away from this mortal world. So, at the last moment also, just a fortnight before his passing away, he wrote me the same thing. I wrote him one letter, and he replied the same thing, that you should try to preach this gospel among the persons who are conversant in English language. That will be very nice for you. So, I was dreaming sometimes that my Guru Maharaj is calling me and I am leaving my home and going behind him. I was dreaming like that. And I was thinking, oh, I have to give up my home. Guru Maharaj wants me to give up my home life and take sannyas. So I was thinking, it is horrible. How can I leave my home? This is called Maya. Of course, it's a long story, but incidentally, I am speaking to you because you are my dear children. So I was thinking, that how can I take sannyas and leave my home, my children? So that was a horrible thought for me, I tell you. I was thinking seriously, oh, I will have to take this course. Guru Maharaj wants me. But actually, I did not like to give up my home life. But Guru Maharaj made me obliged to give up my home. So now, by his order, or by his plan, I gave up my home life, I gave up a few children, but Guru Maharaj is so kind that has given me so many nice children. So, by serving Krishna, nobody becomes loser. This is my practical practical experience. Nobody. So I am citing this example of my personal experience because just try to understand that before leaving my home, I was thinking that I may be in great trouble. Especially when I left my home for your country in 1965 alone. The government would not allow me to take any money. I had only a few books and 40 rupees, Indian 40 rupees. So I came in New York in such condition. But by the grace of my spiritual master, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj, and by the grace of Krishna, everything happens by combined mercy of Krishna and spiritual master. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is said, Guru Krishna Kripaya Paya Bhakti Lata Beej. There shall be combined mercy of Krishna and Guru. Then our mission of Krishna consciousness will be successful. This is the secret. Krishna is always within you. Ishvara sarva-bhutanam riddhese arjuna tishtati. Therefore, Krishna knows everything of your purpose and he gives you opportunity to work as you have decided. If you decide to enjoy this material world, Krishna will give you intelligence how to become very nice businessman, very nice politician, very nice cunning man, so that you can earn money and enjoy senses. Krishna will give you intelligence. So many people are becoming very great in the estimation of material life. From very poor man, they are becoming millionaires. How? They have got intelligence, certainly. Without intelligence, they cannot improve. But that intelligence is also given by Krishna. It is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, sarvasya chaham vidhi sannivishtya. I am sitting in everyone's heart. Matthas mitijnanam apohanancha. By me, there is memory, and by me, there is forgetfulness. So how Krishna is giving forgetfulness, also memory? That means, according to my desire. If I want to forget Krishna, and I want to enjoy this material world, he will give me necessary intelligence so that I can forget Krishna for good and I can enjoy this material world very nicely. It is not possible to enjoy this material world nicely. This is called illusion. Everyone is trying to enjoy this material world very nicely. That is illusion. There is no nice enjoyment. You can rise up to a very nice post, just like the President Kennedy, great endeavor. He rose up to that post, and all of a sudden, you are shut down. So this material world is like that. You cannot have, undeterred, without an impediment, pleasure. No. Every step, you want to enjoy material enjoyment and you have to face every step danger also. This is the process. So, one who is intelligent, as it is stated in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishna je bhaje sevara chatu, unless one is perfectly intelligent, and perfectly cleansed, one cannot take to Krishna consciousness. So, therefore, Guru Krishna kripaya paya bhakti lata bhij. Krishna is seated within everyone's heart. If we want Krishna sincerely, and how we want Krishna sincerely, that is the mercy of the spiritual master. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, sarva dharman parityajya mamekam saranam gata. He gives the instruction that give up all this nonsense, your material activities. Just surrender unto me. But people are not very interested. Even open declaration by Krishna that you just become surrendered unto me, I will give you all protection from all sinful reactions. You just come from to me. But people still, they are so much attached to illusion, maya, that they cannot do it. But the spiritual master, he is so kind that he is begging from door to door, from country to country, from town to town. My dear ladies, my dear gentlemen, my dear boys, my dear girls, please take to Krishna consciousness. So therefore he is doing very confidential service to Krishna. Krishna is the Supreme Lord. He gives him the order. But the spiritual master executes that order practically. Therefore, spiritual master is so, dear to Krishna. Jasya prasadad bhagavat prasad. So, Guru Krishna kripaya paya bhakti lata. So, the idea is that whatever I have brought Krishna consciousness message to your country, that is due to the grace of His divine, grace of my spiritual master, who is sitting here, and I am very glad that you have come here from San Francisco for your going to London mission, and in auspicious moment you have come, and so that there was going to be a ceremony, initiation ceremony, and so it is all auspicious symptoms, and let us be situated, formed in Krishna consciousness, and act this missionary work, spreading Krishna consciousness all over the world. That will make our life successful, and those who will take up this line of activities, they will be also very happy. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that anyone who will take this message of Krishna consciousness will be happy, and they will feel obliged to me. That is stated in Chaitanya Charitamrita. That when people will take this message of Krishna consciousness all over the world, in every city and every town, they will feel obliged to me. Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said like this. He has read in Chaitanya Charitamrita. So actually, the world is feeling so much disturbed by the misarrangement of the leaders of the society. They have forgotten Krishna or God. They are thinking that by material advancement they will be happy. That is never possible. Just try to spread this message of Krishna consciousness. It is very easy and very apt. Everyone can accept. So, on this occasion, when you have come here from San Francisco, prepared to go to London, so my hearty welcome to you. And please do this missionary work very nicely. And Krishna will be pleased upon it. It is said in the Bhagavad Gita, Nachatasmat manusyeshu kaschit me priyakritam. Anyone who is trying to spread this Krishna consciousness movement is the most dear friend of Krishna. If you want to please Krishna, Krishna says, anyone who is trying to spread this Krishna consciousness movement, he is my most dear friend. Nachatasmat manusyeshu kaschit me priyakritam. Nobody is so dear to me as such person who is trying to spread Krishna consciousness movement in the world. So, you are all placed to satisfy Krishna. So, if you take up this work seriously, Krishna will be very much pleased about it. Thank you very much. Now, we come forward. Those are two initiators. And today, there will be third ceremony for the students who have chanted Hare Krishna for at least 1 year. So I think you are four. Mukunda, Gurudas, Samsundar, you are prepared? And Mahapati, you are also prepared? No, means the third ceremony. Yes. So we come forward, sit down. One, two, three, four. And you also? You come. Guard, you also come. And you have that mantra. Gayatri mantra. Sit down. Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Krishnaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Nami. Now, what is the name? Your name should be. Is there any name? Sattabhama? Sattabhama? No. So her name, Sattabhama Dasi. S-A-T-Y-A-B-H-A-M-A. Sattabhama Dasi. So, this is the process, you know, from beginning from here. Each beat, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. And thank you. So there are 10 kinds of offenses while chanting. You should avoid 10 kinds of offenses. So you get released. Summarily, I can explain that satang ninda, a Krishna conscious person shall never blaspheme any person, any religious leader who is trying to spread Krishna consciousness or God consciousness. In any country, in any religion, anyone who has tried to spread God consciousness to the people, they are all respectable persons. Those who are atheists, those who do not believe in God, or those who personally declare that I am God, we have nothing to do with such persons. But anyone in any country who accepts God as the Supreme, Krishna as the Supreme, Krishnastu Bhagavan Sam. Such persons are respectable persons and we should offer our all as respect to them. We have unnecessarily, we do not want to criticize anyone, but when there is necessity, because we are preachers, it may be sometimes we face with opposite elements, so we have to criticize in that respect. Generally, we don't praise or eulogize somebody or criticize somebody. That is our not business. Our business is Krishna consciousness, God consciousness, always thinking that we are eternal servant of Krishna. And Shruti Shastra Nindanam, and no scriptures of the world shall be declared. Any scripture which is preaching about God consciousness, there is bona fide. It may be in some scriptures the information of God is not fully explained, but if the idea, target is God, that is a scripture. So, generally, Shruti Shastra means Vedas, the books of knowledge. So, one should not go beyond the books of knowledge, just like we are studying Bhagavad Gita. So, Shruti Shastra Nindana, nobody should criticize or malinterpret the statement in the scripture. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. This should not be interpreted because this is chanting. Hare means addressing the energy of Krishna, and Krishna is Lord Himself. So we are addressing, O energy of Krishna, O Krishna, Rama, O the Supreme Enjoyer, Hare, the same energy, spiritual energy. Our prayer is, please engage me in your service. We are all engaged in some sort of service. There is no doubt about it. But we are suffering. By rendering service to Maya, we are suffering. The Maya means the service which you offer to somebody, that somebody is not satisfied and you are also offering service, you are not satisfied. He is not satisfied with you, you are not satisfied with him. This is called Maya. Just like recently, there was postal strike. This is most important department of the state. The state is offering them salary to the best capacity, still the postmen, they are not satisfied. And they are offering service to the state is also not satisfied. So Maya service is like that. You go on throughout whole life. There are many examples, just like in your country, in our country, President Kennedy, he wanted to give service to the country, but the people are not satisfied, somebody killed him. Gandhi, whole life, he engaged himself to the service of the country, but he was killed by his countrymen. This is called Maya, that you offer service to somebody, he is not satisfied, you are not satisfied. Nobody is satisfied. Therefore, one should be intelligent. What kind of service I am rendering? The man whom I, in the family, suppose a gentleman, throughout his life, he has served the family, asked his wife, are you satisfied? Oh, what you have done for me? Ask the son, or he is not satisfied? So this is called Maya. So one should be intelligent that why I am wasting my time in this way, when there is no satisfaction. Therefore, I must render service to Krishna. If I render service to Krishna, then Krishna will be satisfied and everyone will be satisfied. And I shall be satisfied. Because I am also part and parcel of Krishna. The same example. If you supply foodstuff to the stomach, then stomach is Krishna. Then you are satisfied, suppose you means the individual part, this hand is supplying sweet ball to the stomach, so this hand is satisfied, this has also satisfied. And this head is also satisfied, the leg is also satisfied. Similarly, anyone who serves Krishna, the Krishna being satisfied, tasmin tushti jagat tushti. Yes, I pour water on the root, the branches, the leaves, the flowers, the fruits and everything, immediately. Pay tax to the government, central government, the tax is distributed. The education department, municipal department, this department, that department. Therefore, the people are missing the center. They are trying to satisfy one another, and nobody is satisfied. And by illusion, they cannot understand this mistake. Everyone is very much proud. Oh, I am serving my country. And he does not know that somebody, his countryman, will come and kill him. You see? He doesn't know that. This is my... So, one should be intelligent to serve Krishna. This prayer, Hare Krishna, means Krishna, I am so much harassed by the service of this Maya. Now please engage me in your service. This is our prayer. And as soon as I am engaged in Krishna's service, then I will be satisfied, Krishna will be satisfied, the whole world will be satisfied. So nobody should interpret in any other way. This is direct meaning. Namnathvada, or to imagine some meaning. No imagination. It is all direct interpretation or direct meaning. Then, namna balad jasahi papa buddhi. One should not commit sin. The four principal sin, we have several times repeated, again we have repeated, that all sins are based on four principal headings: illicit sex life and non-vegetarian diet, gambling and intoxication. It is very scientific. If one can avoid these four principles of sinful activity, he becomes pure. He hasn't got to do much. If these four principles are followed, he will never touch any sinful activity. But if somebody thinks that because I am chanting Hare Krishna, and by chanting I become free from all sinful reactions, therefore let me do all nonsense, no. That is the greatest. Namna bala jasahi papa buddhi. That it should be avoided. And samma subhakriyamati pramada. Just like we are having this function, there are many auspicious functions in every religious system. But it is not like that. It is transcendental, it is spiritual. It is not ordinary religious rituals. The chanting of Hare Krishna is not a ritualistic method. It is transcendental, it is natural, original relationship. So this should be avoided, and the conception of realizing oneself as this body, self-realization, no, that should be avoided, and one should not be inattentive while chanting. In this way, 10 kinds of offenses, of course in the beginning we have got, because our life is contaminated, there may be so many fall down, but we should be careful. The more we become careful, the more we chant Hare Krishna without any offense, the more we quickly become advanced. Just like a person taking medicine, if he takes all care, then the medicine affects very quickly and the disease is cured very quickly. Similarly, if we take precaution of these 10 kinds of offenses, of course, by chanting gradually, everything will be cleared. But still, we must be very cautious. If we fall down, that Krishna will save us, if we are sincere. So these 10 kinds of offenses should be avoided, and at least 16 rounds you must chant. All the Goswamis in Vrindavan, they had a limited, not limited, a number fixed. That so many times I shall chant. So we are offering only a minimum 16 rounds. That it will take, 16 rounds, it will take about at most 3 hours. So you should, out of 24 hours, you should engage at least 3 hours for chanting. Then this is the beginning of initiation, and those who have chanted for at least for 1 year, then the next initiation is to offer in Gayatri Mantra. That some of the students, boys and girls, will be offered this Gayatri Mantra. And when the Gayatri Mantra is offered, the men, they are offered also sacred thread. And girls, they are not offered sacred thread. If their husband is a Brahmin, he or she automatically becomes Brahmin. Because wife is considered to be the half, better half. She is the better portion. So, she automatically becomes better Brahmin. So, better Brahmin does not require any thread. There is a Bengali proverb, Jana Bhavane Poite Darkar Nai. The proverb is that in India, if one has got Brahmi, a sacred thread, he is immediately understood that he must be belonging to the higher caste, Brahmin, Kshatriya or Vaishya. But if somebody knows that he is Brahmin or Kshatriya, he doesn't require to show the sacred thread. Similarly, the wives of Brahmin, he already knows that he is Brahmani. So she does not require to show the sacred thread. So don't be sorry, because she will not be offered the sacred thread. That's all. Now let us perform this yajna. Now chant Hare Krishna. Take this. Apovitra. Apovitra. 8, 9, 10.
Morning, evening, and noon.